outlet, assassination, intimidation, oppression, depression, repression, turn us around. We're going to keep on going right on through to freedom, justice, and equality. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is January the 16th, Sunday, 2011. And we are yet in the book of Revelation, seeing the truths in the book of Revelation. And we are yet in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. And we're going to continue in that study and see what the message is to the black church, to see the message that Jesus is giving to us through the African revolutionary apostle John to the black church, the black preacher, and black people. We want to yet understand that the book of Revelation is teaching redemption and salvation to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And the book of Revelation is a warning of judgment to the ruling class and ruling families, the wicked oppressor. Now, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, Jesus talking prophetically to the black church. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And we talked about how the first Bible is the universe. The universe teaches of the Christ, the Messiah, the birth. The Bible teaches of the Christ, the Messiah, the birth. And as it is talking of Jesus as the Messiah, it's also speaking to us, black man and woman, taken from Africa, taken from the East, kidnapped and taken into the Western Hemisphere. We are the Messianic people. Psalm 19 and 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of Christ. And the heaven declares the glory. The heavens declare the glory of we, the Messianic people. The birth of the Messiah and Christ in the winter solstice. The birth of the Messiah in the Bible. I could also preach the birth of the Messiah in the Quran. But also the birth of the Messianic people. The birth of Christ and the Messiah within the Christ and Messianic people in the West. We, the black man and woman in the Americas, in America, in the Western Hemisphere. The son of Islam. We're going to continue. The son of Islam. There is something that is called the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, which means the extra sayings of Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, his sayings that are not covered in the Quran. Had many sayings that are not covered in the Quran, but his faithful helpers and laborers transcribed those sayings, and we have them preserved in that which is called the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad. But in one of these sayings or hadith, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, 600 AD, said that the son, S-U-N, the S-U-N son of Islam would reverse course and rise from the West. We're not going to run and rush. We're going to take our time. This is metaphorical, because the S-U-N sun is yet rising in the East, setting in the West. not because the sun is moving in that direction, but the earth is moving such that it would appear that the sun is rising in the east and setting in the west. But Prophet Muhammad said the S-U-N of Islam. What is he talking about, and who is Prophet Muhammad talking about? Islam is the way to peace through submission of your will and my will and our will to the will of the Most High, Allah the Father, Allah the Mother, the Son of Islam. S-U-N is physical light. Islam represents that spiritual light. And in ancient days, light always came like the S-U-N from the east. Spiritual light and wisdom and understanding originating in Africa, which is in the east, coming also from that which is called the Middle East, which is yet the Eastern Hemisphere, coming out of Asia, which is yet the Eastern Hemisphere. Even when you deal with the Renaissance in Europe, although they call Europe the West, but yet it is in the Eastern Hemisphere. So, light and wisdom is normally looked at as coming out of the Eastern Hemisphere. But Prophet Muhammad said that spiritual light, wisdom, and understanding, metaphorically referred to by Prophet Muhammad as the Son of Islam, would begin to come out of the West. Prophet Muhammad is prophesying concerning we, the Messianic people. We were created Muslims. What do you mean by that? Aren't you a Christian? When you understand what the word means in the Arabic, submission of your will to do the will of the Most High. That's our nature. We are the original people of the earth, direct descendants of the Most High, and our nature was created. In our nature, we were created to submit to the Most High and to stand up with the spirit and power and wisdom and majesty and knowledge of the Most High and be the caretaker of the universe, be the caretaker of the earth, be the caretaker of the animal family, and be the caretaker of each other with that spirit of the Most High, light, wisdom, and understanding. This is our nature. Now the Bible says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, not created in sin, but born in sin. What does that mean? No one has ever really said what that means in the church. It's quoted, but not explained. We were born into a sinful, wicked system that has reshaped us from our original created nature as Africans and righteous God and goddess people, and been reshaped into the mind and mentality of the slave master, taking on a wicked and idolatrous spirit. Paul said that idolatry is covetousness. To covet is to want something that is not yours and use wicked means to obtain that which you desire, and use wicked means that would destroy the one that you're taking what you desire from. So this wicked system of slavery and exploitation and colonial and colonization has reshaped us into the mentality of the slave master and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But our nature is to submit to the will of the Most High. And our nature is to be the Messianic people and to awaken the Christ Messiah spirit within ourselves and within the human family. What Prophet Muhammad is saying, that we who were taken from Africa, taken from the East, and taken on a westerly journey and course into the Western Hemisphere, would begin to exhibit that Messiah Christ spirit. And we would shine spiritual light and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from our place of captivity in the Western Hemisphere back to the East. And we would free and liberate not only ourselves in the Western Hemisphere, but our kith and kin in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, and our Caucasian sisters and brothers in Europe as well, because this message is for the whole of the human family. This is what Prophet Muhammad is prophesying specifically concerning you, black man and woman, taken from Africa, taken from the East into the Western Hemisphere because of slavery and colonialism and exploitation. Continuing on that theme, the S-U-N of Islam. The spiritual light of Islam now shining from the West. St. Matthew chapter 24. Because we're the people of light. We're the people of the S-U-N sun. We are the people that have that original spiritual light, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding. And when we reconnect with our African knowledge and wisdom and understanding, reconnect with our kith and kin in Africa, together we will liberate the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. St. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 27, Jesus talking. He's being questioned by his disciples concerning the last days. And Jesus starts giving teaching to his disciples so that the disciples may teach the rest of the followers, and we may have it today, so that we may recognize the last days, which these are the last days, not of the earth, not of the righteous, but the last days of a wicked, deplorable, illegal, and immoral system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. Jesus says, verse 27, chapter 24 of St. Matthew, "For as the lightning cometh out of the East and shineth even unto the West, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." Right in line with the Son of Islam shining not from the East, but from the West. Jesus is talking about you, black man and woman, as that lightning, light people. They say this scripture is about the Messiah Jesus, and it is. But it is also about we, the Messianic people, the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the true Jew, the true Hebrew. We are the Messiah, Messianic people who were taken from the East, and we are now living in the Western Hemisphere. Jesus says, as lightning cometh out of the East, that is you, black man and woman, being stolen, being captured out of Africa, out of the East, and shineth even unto the West. We are now in the Western Hemisphere, but we yet have that light, that lightning, that spiritual wisdom and understanding as the Messiah people within ourselves, and we will shine from the West. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The Son of Man is Jesus, the Messiah. But Jesus, the Messiah, is prophesying about we, the Messianic people. And J. Edgar Hoover knew that we were the Messiah people because he referred to our leaders as black messiahs. That our leaders, whether male or female, would be messiahs in our midst, having the spirit of Jesus the Messiah. That exalted spirit of Christ would reside in our modern day Christs and messiahs, and they would awaken our spirit. And you saw that awakening in the 50s and the 60s and the early 70s, and it's going to come again. And so Jesus says,
in verse 28, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." Let us identify who the eagle is. The eagle is America. America is the eagle. If you look on the back of your dollar bill, you will see that America's symbol is the eagle. And America is that nation that has held us captive in the West, from Africa, taken from the East. And America has caused us to be dead to our history, to our identity, to our mission and commission, to the reality that we are the true Jew, we are the true Hebrew, we are the Messiah people. So Jesus says, "For wheresoever the carcass is," a carcass is a dead body, and we have been made dead to our knowledge, our history, our wisdom, our culture. "There will the eagle be gathered together," the eagles be gathered together. America is that eagle that has caused the Messiah people, the black man and woman, to be dead to our history and our culture. But we will realize our identity, and we will shine that light from the West back on to the East. We're identifying. Because see, in Revelation 2 and 9, Jesus say, it's a Jew that says he's a Jew, but he is blasphemous, a liar, and is of the house of Satan. So what we're doing is identifying first the true Jew, the true Hebrew, and then we're going to go back and reveal who the false Jew, the false Hebrew is. And we have been doing that repetitiously for a long while, and I'm thankful to have this understanding of Jesus. Now, further proof that we, the black man and woman, are that true Jew. You see, the Rastafari community, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bunny Wheeler, Martin Plano, and those ancient and old Rastafari elders in Jamaica, and the Nation of Islam of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have taught us well concerning our history. That from Genesis to Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, is prophetic concerning the black man and woman as the true Jew and Hebrew. And from Genesis to Revelation, the wicked ones who are always fighting and enslaving the Hebrews, whether it be Babylon, whether it be Greece, whether it be Rome, that those are only prophecies concerning America. And we're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
That I embrace it. Can't wait another day.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful and sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is January the 16th, Sunday, 2011. Getting back to proving scripturally, proving through the universe, proving through Bible and Quran, matters not the book to me, that you black man and woman, black church, black preacher, we are the messianic people. We are the true Jew, the true Hebrew. Jesus in Revelation 2 and 9 says there's a false Jew. We have been saying over and over again that the state of Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. It's a false Israel, that the European Jew is not the real Jew. He's a false Jew, a false Hebrew. We're going to go back and prove that again, but first we're dealing with the true Jew, which is you black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere, whether you're in the Caribbean, whether you're in Central and South America, whether you're in North America or Canada, black man and woman, we who have gone through that slave experience in the Western Hemisphere, kidnapped from the East, we are the true Jew, the true African Hebrew, and we must reconnect with the East, bringing this knowledge that we have of ourselves, shine it from the west to the east. Reconnect with Africa, our kith and kin. Reconnect with African knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and culture. And awaken the Christ Messiah spirit within ourselves. And awaken the Christ Messiah spirit within the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, whether brown, yellow, red, or white. And overturn the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, not letting anyone or anything intimidate us from speaking these truths, because we are the winner. Now, Genesis 15, 13 through 15. And I thank the Most High for the Rastafari community and the Nation of Islam. These two groups are the two main black religious groups who have taught this truth concerning the black man and woman in the Western Hemisphere as being the true Jew, Hebrew, and Messiah people. Genesis 15, 13 through 15. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety, talking to Abraham, the Most High talking to Abraham, during the time that Abraham's name had not been changed from Abram. But know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. We have been strangers in a land that is not ours. We were enslaved. We were taken from the east, brought to the Western Hemisphere, and made slaves, and not given that which we had earned, worked for hundreds of years, and the land was not given to us. We were strangers in a land that is not ours. And further says, and shall serve them. Serve them who? Serve the slave master. Serve the ruling class and ruling families. Serve the bankers. Serve the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Serve the corporations that made their wealth off the backs of our ancestors and the slave system. And they shall afflict them 400 years. Now, sisters and brothers, the ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation did not go through a 400-year period of slavery. They went through a 200 plus year period of slavery. The European Jew has never been enslaved. And we're going to get to him when we get to Deuteronomy. But our history in 1555 begins our history of being enslaved and captured and stolen in America. They say to us that in 1863, around that time, Emancipation Proclamation freed our ancestors. But we know that that was not true. We know that no Caucasian person was obligated to respect the black man and woman concerning any law, that they had free course and free reign to continue to violate our rights, the rights of our ancestors, and continue to do so. There was a short period of what is called Reconstruction, but the Republican and Democratic Party cut a deal and pulled the federal forces out of the South. The Republican Party cut a deal with the Democratic Party, the Hayes-Tilden deal, the Hayes-Tilden compromise. Republican Party wanted a president, Democratic Party wanted a Democratic president. So the Democratic Party said, Republican Party, pull the troops out so we can run massacre over black people and we'll allow you to have a president. So that was a deal cut between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And so the KKK was born. And soon the Knight Riders and the KKK and all of them took back the South and ran roughshod and massacre. You remember the movie Birth of a Nation? Birth of a Nation sanctified this wickedness. And Woodrow Wilson had the viewing of that movie, I believe, in the White House and said it was a beautiful movie. Wonderful. So you see, black folk were not really free. Our ancestors were not really free. Now, 1555 plus 400 years is 1955. That's 400 years. What happened in 1955? In 1955, you see the rising up of Malcolm X and Dr. King. Two of our prime messiahs, Christ's lambs of God and leaders in this time, who began to pump that Christ Messiah spirit within black people in America and black people in the Americas and in the Western Hemisphere, and then began, listen, that scripture that Jesus, St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 27, lightning shine from the east to the west, coming a son of man be. We began to shine that light from the west, and that light shined and shone all over the earth. Son of Islam, coming from the west now, rising from the west, Prophet Muhammad, prophesying about us. The rise of Malcolm X and the rise of Dr. King, pumping that Messiah spirit, pumping the spirit of Islam, pumping the spirit of Hebrew, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Messiah within our ancestors in that time of 50s, 55. And that Christ Messiah spirit rising up and producing the Messiah people, producing the Christ people. And we began to rise up that spirit within the brown, the red, the yellow. All of these people, sisters and brothers, inspired by Malcolm X and Dr. King. We began to see that that spirit shone all over the third world. And Africa began to rise up. Asia began to rise up. Central and South America began to rise up. Sisters and brothers in the Caribbean, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean began to rise up. 1555 to 1955 is 400 years. After that 400 year period of time, we began to really go for freedom. It's you and me, black man and woman. It is us. We are the Messiah people. We are fulfillment. We are fulfillment of being the seed of Abraham. Genesis 15. 13. Now, going to verse 14 in Genesis chapter 15, we see, and also that nation whom thou shalt serve. What nation? North America. That's the nation that the Most High is talking about in Genesis chapter 15, verse 14. Chapter 15, verse 14 of Genesis. Further, whom they shall serve, meaning be slaves, will I judge. The Most High is saying, the Most High is going to judge America. The eagle, the sign of the eagle on the back of your dollar bill is an eagle. That's America. The Most High in Genesis 15, verse 14 is saying that the Most High will judge that nation, America, that we served for 400 years. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. Jesus in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9 says, I know your poverty, but you're rich. The Most High says in Genesis 15 and verse 14 that we shall come out with great substance. What's that substance? The knowledge that we are the Christ Messiah people, and we will begin to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, taking back the land, the wealth, the resources, taking back our mind, taking back our spirit, our soul, understanding our knowledge and wisdom and understanding, coming back to Africa, religion, and spirituality. All of this, the universe, the creation, is our great substance. All of it is ours when we walk into the footsteps of righteousness and do that which we have been called to do, which is stand and advocate for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Only when we, as, listen, black church, listen, black preacher, listen, black people, go back to your fathers, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. When we go back to our ancestors, whether father and mother, when we go back to our ancestors, go back to Africa, spiritually, mentally, morally, and even physically as well. When we connect with our kith and kin, and when we fall back into love with our ancestors, then will we know peace. Because that original African culture and system and civilization and government is a God kingdom civilization and government. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. That's our job. When we do that, we will have peace. And that peace, shalom, meaning healthy, meaning no warfare, no bloodshed, doesn't mean that while the devil is creating hell, you remain peaceful and say nothing. What that means, that word peace, shalom, means that we have created a condition of peace, love, and righteousness in our person, in our midst, and in the earth. That's what we're speaking about. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Going to live and be old. Going to live a long, prosperous life when we come back to Africa, when we come back to our fathers, when we come back to ourselves, when we come back to the knowledge of being the Messiah, Christ people. Now, let's move to Deuteronomy 28 and 68 as we close this session out. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, which is a prophecy concerning the African Hebrew Israelite nation, a prophecy about their return to Egypt. This is so interesting. I may not get to finish this scripture today. Might have to pick it up next session, but we're going to do the best we can within a couple of minutes. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 68, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way thereof, I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. This is a prophecy concerning us, concerning you, black man and woman, concerning the black church, concerning black people. We're going to take our time. We're going to have to pick this up again next session. But what we have to understand is that the first time of slavery of our ancestors in Egypt didn't go as we've been taught. The black man and woman were not on the throne. It was the Hyksos, the European invaders, that took the throne from the black man and woman, took the throne from our African ancestors in Egypt, and these European invaders from the Caucasus Mountains region, called the Hyksos, ascribed to themselves Egyptian African names and titles, and paraded as if they were the original African Egyptian people. And so Moses rises up to free our African Hebrew and African Egyptian ancestors. Now, the prophecy is that the African Hebrews would return to Egypt by way of ship. If you're in the Middle East, you don't need a ship. You can't use a ship to travel. Travel by donkey, travel by camel. So what is it talking about? The only people who were taken into slavery as a people by means and ways of ships is you, me, us, we, the black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere. This is talking of you, black man and woman, and Egypt becomes a metaphor, an allegory, a symbolic teaching of America, in that that same wicked invader displaced the original people, the indigenous people of the Americas, took America and then enslaved us in America, this modern day Egypt, this metaphorical Egypt, just as the Hyksos did the same in ancient Egypt, displaced our ancestors and then enslaved our ancestors. The Hyksos, the invader, did the same in America, and this time we are the only ones ever been taken in slavery by way of ship. It's you, it's me, it's us. Egypt, America is metaphorically our Egypt. We're going to end at this point and take this up again next session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Oh, man.